Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for April 3rd, 2018. In today's news, plans for a large plot of land in Midtown New York City include a 50-story high-rise, a contractor was hurt in a fall while working on an escalator in New Orleans, a skyline-changing project is proposed in Australia, and thousands of residential elevators have been recalled.
The sale of a large chunk of land in Midtown New York City and a fresh rendering by Foster and Partners of an approximately 50-story building are the latest developments for 1710 Broadway, a prime site on the northeast corner of Broadway and 54th Street, New York Yimby reports. Citing the Commercial Observer, the source says Extel Development is in the process of selling a portion of land that would allow for 288,000 square feet of building area for residences. Besides a facade with an angular surface and lack of a crown, the design is similar to another Foster and Partners New York building, 425 Park Avenue.
A 44-year-old contractor working on an escalator in a hotel in New Orleans' Central Business District was hospitalized with lacerated legs and possible fractures as a result of falling through the base of the unit on March 30th, NOLA.com reports. The man's legs became wedged between the escalator steps and the floor, with his feet trapped between the first and second floors. Firefighters pried the casing apart to release him and removed part of the first floor ceiling to free his feet.
A development by Woods Bagot would create a new skyline between Perth and Fremantle, Australia, with 160,000 square meters across multiple towers, Skyrise Cities reports. Situated on 1.8 hectare near a proposed transit hub, Applecross Central would contain more than 20,000 square meters of retail, 815 residences, 10,000 square meters of office space, a 170-room hotel, a senior care facility, and a school. Also on the drawing boards is a community event plaza with a library, child care center, and multi-purpose areas. The heavily landscaped surface area would boast walkways and bike paths, while drivers would be accommodated in a, quote, super basement, end quote.
Approximately 3,700 residential traction elevators sold nationwide by dealers and home builders through Residential Elevators of Tallahassee, Florida, between January 2015 and April 2017 have been recalled, according to a U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission alert. Four reports were received of the cab rising unexpectedly to the top of the shaft and abruptly stopping, posing an impact hazard to passengers. Model numbers recalled are LLT-952, LLT-953, LLT-954, and LLT-955. Affected customers are asked to contact the company at phone number 877-943-4734, email Client services at residentialelevators.com, or fill out an online form at residentialelevators.com/safety-information/.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.